Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2024 earnings. For those of you who need simultaneous interpreting, this tool is available on the platform. You may access it by clicking on the interpretation button using the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those listening to the English translation, there is the option to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on Mute Original Audio. We inform you that this conference is being recorded and will be accessed at the company's website, ri.unicasamoveis.com.br, where you may find our complete financial disclosure material. You may also download the English presentation from the chat icon. During the presentation, all participants will be in listen-only mode. Later, we will have a Q&A session. In order to ask a question, click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your question to join the queue. Please ask all your questions at once. All information contained in this presentation, as well as forward-looking statements that might be made during this call in relation to Unicasa's business prospects, projections, and operating and financial targets, are based on beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available. Forward-looking statements are no guarantee of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they refer to future events, and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, market conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future performance and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. Today, we have Mr. Guilherme Possebon de Oliveira, Investor Relations Officer. Now, I will turn the floor over to Mr. Oliveira. Good afternoon. First, I would like to express our solidarity with the people that are impacted by the tragedy that is devastating Rio Grande do Sul. We are going through an extremely difficult moment in our state. About 90% of municipalities have been affected by floods, with terrible impact on over 2 million people. On this slide, we show information from the SOS Enchentes website of the Rio Grande do Sul government. There, you will find many ways to help the people who are going through this terrible situation. Unicasa is in contact with the entities of the sector to articulate how we can contribute. The time for us to give our contribution will be when people start to reestablish their lives, such as we did when the September 2023 floods impacted the state, and we donated furniture to be used in the houses that were rebuilt. In spite of all the destruction scenario, our company suffered some minor impacts related to logistics, as Bento Gonçalves Municipality was very much affected by landslides, which blocked many highways around it. We are having some delays in the delivery of raw materials and in the flow of our production, but no relevant impact on our operation. Now, turning to the company's earnings, let's go to slide 5 about our sales performance. In this first quarter, our revenue dropped once again. The impact from closed stores, as mentioned in the last earnings releases, has been mostly on the Nu and Delano brands. Most of the closed stores have already been replaced. Nevertheless, the revenue drop originated by the closing of one store is, in general, faster than the revenue generated by the new store, as we have to select the new store owner, renovate the point of sale, set up the showroom, and build the new client portfolio in order to generate new sales from the plant. Our stores in the West have been performing as expected vis-à-vis the maturity state of the operation. This quarter, our revenue in dollars went up 119%. On the other hand, revenue from our exclusive stores in the North American market went up 24%. Thus, total revenue from our export market in dollars went up 37%. On slide 6, We have a chart with the evolution of our inclusive and multi-brand POS. We closed 1Q24 with 139 domestic inclusive stores, 20 inclusive stores abroad, 71 domestic multi-brand stores, and 24 multi-brand stores abroad. Now let's turn to our operating expenses on slide 7. The main driver for this increase, or the increase in this item, was the addition of 2 owned stores in the US. On slide 8, we show the summary of our result. The highlight of the period was our gross margin, up by 6.1 percentage points, of which approximately 1.3 PP came from the domestic market and 4.8 from the export market. In the domestic market, price adjustment was the main driver. On the other hand, in the export market, the main drivers were the higher revenue recognition from end customers, the cost dilution brought about by the revenue increase, and the higher efficiency in variable expenses such as freight and assemblies. The high gross margin offset the drop in revenue, and the gross profit went up by 14%. In operating expenses, the impact of the additional 2 owned stores in the US was the main reason behind the expense increase. In other operating expenses, the sale of 1 asset, which was no longer in use, reverted the result of this line item to expense. The boost in the financial result came from the higher yield from our financial investments due to the higher cash volume from the FINEP funding carried out in October last year. Thus, the company net income dropped by 20%, mainly due to the 2 additional owned stores in the United States, as these operations already generate expenses such as rent, salaries, etc., but do not contribute yet to net income generation due to the maturity stage they are in. On slide 9, we show some of the decisions made during the General Assembly on April 29th. The approval of dividend payout in the gross amount of 20 cents of real per share. Payment will be made on May 29, 2024. All current members of the board of directors were re-elected for an additional 2-year term. And the updating of the corporate purpose of the company was approved. Now, I would like to give the floor back to the operator for the Q&A session. Now, we will start the Q&A session. I would like to inform you that in order to ask a question, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. We kindly ask you that all questions be asked at once. Mr. Mauricio, in writing, good afternoon. The gross margin is higher than the first quarter of 23. Is this a one-off situation or is this a trend? Good afternoon, Mauricio. The gross margin of this quarter grew a lot, mainly because of the weight or the increased weight of sales to end customers in the United States. When we look at the 2 businesses separately, you can see that the revenue that we generated in the United States is growing, and revenues in the domestic market, the revenue from the export market has a higher yield, or the profits are higher and the margins are higher. I cannot really tell you what kind of level we will be reaching or the comparison between the 2 channels, but we believe that the margin from our export activities or sales tends to go up. Enrique Reis, investor. What asset was sold and why did it generate 535,000 loss or expense? Well, we sold a machine that was no longer in use. So the sale was made at a loss because the accounting value was higher than the value we sold it for. And this happened because we are modernizing our plant and changing the way we produce. And some of the machines will no longer be in use. And this was the case with this specific machine. And this is the reason why it generated a loss. I would like to remind you that in the first quarter of 2023, when you draw a comparison in the first quarter of last year, we recognized the gains from fiscal processes, or so the result in this line was a little bit higher than normal because of that. Thank you. As a reminder, in order to ask questions, you should click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of the screen and type in your question to join the queue. Paulo asks, the U.S. operations, are they already generating profits in this quarter? Good afternoon, Paulo. We made a remark about the operation as a whole in our message, and I would like to remind you that we opened the New York City store in October last year. And of course, we had no time yet to generate revenue. And although it has already made some sales and we have not yet delivered these merchandises, and we have two other own operations in the US, one of them is already generating positive result, but in the consolidated figure of the three, it is not yet profitable. Thank you. Thank you very much. We are waiting for questions. Pedro asks, do you estimate any losses because of the floods in Rio Grande do Sul? Pedro, at this moment, so far, we have not had any losses derived from the flood in Rio Grande do Sul, as we said at the beginning of the presentation. Our stumbling block, so to say, are more on the logistics side. We are having some delays from our suppliers, the delivery of raw materials, and also the flow of our production, but nothing that may bring about a relevant impact on the company. Fortunately, the impact that we are feeling coming from this tragedy in Rio Grande do Sul, they are limited to this. Thank you. Pedro Martins, investor. There was a drop in a year-on-year comparison in your COGS. Could you explain that, please? Good afternoon. This is very closely linked to prices. In fact, we have a supply chain that has so far not suffered any impact from the floods, and we see a price stability. Over 2023 and beginning of 2024, we have been making price adjustments in the domestic market. So part of the increase in margins coming from the domestic market comes from this price adjustment and also from a better product mix as we go on having a better positioning of our brands. And what explains the variation of COGS at this moment is the fact that the United States represents more. When we make a sale in the United States, the end customer has a very major services component in the final price. So the cost of the product has a lower weight, so the margin is higher. And then we see a drop in the COGS, which is brought about by the mix of our clients and also our sales in the United States. Thank you. We would like to remind you that in order to ask a question, you should click on the Q&A icon on the bottom of the screen and join the queue. The Q&A session is now closed. We would like now to turn the floor over back to Mr. Guilherme de Oliveira for the closing remark. Thank you very much for participating, and we wish you a very good week. Please contact our investor relations area for any further information you might need. The Unicasa Earnings Conference Call for the first quarter of 2024 is now closed. Thank you very much. Have a very good afternoon. Thank you.